From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Florida has more than 50 registered cases of the mosquito-borne disease called chikungunya. But in the Caribbean, where the outbreak began, 265,000 people are reported to be infected. And Haiti is ground zero. As WLRN intern Jeffy Bernard reports, containing chikungunya there is full of obstacles.
Earlier this year, Marie-Thérèse Lindor traveled from New York, where she lives, to visit relatives in Haiti. In May, about a week before she came back to the United States, she got sick, really sick.
I sat down and couldn't get up. My body and all of my bones hurt. The second day, I was bedridden. I needed help to bathe.
Lindor suspected chikungunya. Her symptoms were similar to many of her neighbors in Port-au-Prince who had the disease. Problem was, none of them really understood how it spreads. This is how Lindor believes she contracted chikungunya.
If there are six people in the home and one person has it, they will infect everyone in the house.
Lindor has since recovered, but she couldn't be more wrong.
There's no way the chikungunya can be transmitted from one person to a person directly.
Jean-Luc Poncelet is a doctor with the Haiti office of the Pan American Health Organization, or PAHO.
You must have a mosquito in between.
Chikungunya is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. The fact that Lindor and so many other Haitians don't know that points to how hard it's been to rein in the virus. And that's a big reason why Haiti has recorded more than 47,000 cases since the outbreak began last December. That's one of the highest infection rates of any country. The most common symptoms are severe fever, joint and muscle pain, and a rash. It's usually not fatal, but there have been more than 20 chikungunya-related deaths confirmed in the Caribbean. Infants and the elderly are most vulnerable. Dr. Poncelet says he and groups like PAHO are trying to get more accurate information to the Haitian people.
Mostly they've done that through radio, television, and through also community workers in order to inform the population as widely as possible.
But Haitians like Vladimir Saint-Jean say Haiti is still too far behind the epidemic. Saint-Jean is a doctor, and this year he himself contracted chikungunya. He says there just aren't enough resources to test every suspected case.
Public hospitals are treating patients just based on symptoms.
After he recovered, Saint-Jean and his colleagues in Port-au-Prince tried to form a medical group to get better and faster help to infected communities.
But unfortunately, we couldn't move forward with our plans because we didn't have enough money. We asked for help from Haitian health officials, but they didn't come through.
Slowing down the spread of chikungunya means spraying for mosquitoes and draining standing water where they breed. But for a country like Haiti, the poorest in the Western Hemisphere, that's not easy. Especially since Haiti is still recovering from the massive earthquake in 2010 and the cholera epidemic that came after. And the thing to remember is that infected people can infect mosquitoes anywhere. Which is why Dr. Poncelet says it's urgent that South Florida officials keep people informed and take preventative measures.
When you reach, you know, several dozen cases, there's nothing really that anyone on earth can do to stop it.
I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.